Advocates for kids in Franklin with rare cancers have waited about 6 years for new federal guidelines for identifying cancer clusters. That's when Trevor's Law passed, a law meant to help investigate cancers caused by environmental pollution. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, now that those guidelines are finally here, advocates say they're a little disappointed.
The new guidelines by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recognize that not every person who gets exposed to one cancer-causing chemical, or multiple, will get the same type of cancer. They could get cancers that are linked in some way. But Chris Nidell, an environmental attorney who represents some Franklin residents, says that's pretty vague, and it puts a lot of responsibility on state and local health departments to interpret it, many of which may not have the resources or the expertise.
I don't see how they're not going to just end up saying, well, we see more than one type of cancer, so it's not a cluster. And that's been the answer for the last 30 years.
The guidance also encourages health departments to investigate cancer clusters even without statistics to prove it. But Nidell says it still gives states the ability to dismiss residents' concerns if those stats aren't there. He says health departments should try to prevent environmental exposures rather than finding clusters. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.